Scott Catoon at the Startup Showcase, WGN Radio. We are back in here with Kevin Aykroyd, the CEO of, am I going to say this right, Cision?
Got it.
Yes, yep. I finally got something right. Aykroyd, I wasn't going to screw up. I had one.
In Chicago, you should not get
it wrong. I was going to say,
right?
If you screw that up, the show, I think they just
pulled get that name wrong in
they
the
just pull the They pull the plug on it, which they might do anyway, but that's a whole different thing. So you are fresh in off of quite a big and newsworthy few weeks.
We are. Nothing as cool as Creative Genius is talking about 360 video technology, right? We're B2B software, a little less tintillating, but some big news nonetheless.
Yeah, we did announce. But incredibly important for all of us.
But incredibly important, yeah. It is in a big way, and we did announce the intent to go public to kind of put some human growth hormone into our already aggressive growth goals. So, yeah, it's been a big, big couple of weeks.
So you guys own, is it PR Newswire?
Yeah, the company GTCR right here in Chicago is the private equity firm that has been on an acquisition spree. We've acquired six different companies prior to me joining. We just announced another one today that we acquired, number seven. PR Newswire is the single largest one. So the Cision entity mapped with the PR Newswire, which is definitely a big brand. It's almost the Telegraph or the Post Office, right? It's been shipping the wire for about 50 years.
Everyone in this room is a Northwestern Medill graduate, so they're all like, oh, PR Newswire,
yeah.
Go Cats.
Exactly. And it was an important piece of the puzzle.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
So, you know, I want to definitely talk about you and your journey and where you're going and where Cision's going and all this, but I also kind of want to talk a little bit about the market itself, just the business. The marketing software world is just exploding. It's a huge thing. I heard this is going to sound really dumb. Not a good way to start an interview, but I heard the term Marcom for 100 times, and I never knew what the hell it was. And I heard it the other day, and all of a sudden, it just for whatever reason, it stopped me, and I was like, marketing communications. And I started thinking like all these different pieces and tools and stuff that we have to use and rely on, and I never thought of them. I guess until I did some research on your company, I never thought of them like in line with this whole effort of marketing. I just didn't look at it that way. So, where do you see, you know, all of this attention on marketing, marketing software? Where do you see all this stuff like coming together? Where's it going?
Yeah, and that is the big news. Just a little perspective on me. You know, I'm a software head. I went out to Silicon Valley in 1999, enjoyed that first .com crash, and that was fun.
So you were,
and I've kind of been out
though.
There, right, the whole bit. Most recently at Salesforce.com, and I kind of went through this whole cloud software platform thing and customer relationship management. That was the big wave, I'd say, last decade. This decade, it's absolutely been in this marketing and ad tech. I'll give you a couple little fun facts, right? Google, Facebook, and the whole digital advertising, that's called paid media.
Yep.
That stuff has taken $100 billion away from like events, TV, print, right? Billboards,
etc. We're aware of the money they've taken away from our events, yes.
Unbelievable, right? And basically, that's called ad tech, right, or paid media. Then you've got people like my alma mater. I most recently came from Oracle, where I ran Oracle Marketing Cloud, where we were throwing a whole bunch of this cloud or SaaS software at owned media, right? Your websites, your mobile, your own social, your email, your e-commerce, all that stuff. You got it. They took off. That market is about a $30 billion market from, you know, very small 10 years ago. So you got those two legs of the stool. There is this really critical other third leg called Marcom, right? Yep. That's PR. That's marketing communications. And nowadays, it's digital influencers. It's word of mouth. It's community leaders, right? It's this entire what we call earned media category. And earned media hasn't enjoyed this data, technology, and measurement investment, right, that the Adobes and Oracles and Salesforces did and owned and the Googles and Facebooks did and paid. Until Cision, right? And now we are basically, for this earned media category, that data measurement and tech cloud platform for the earned guys, the way the aforementioned big software giants have been for the paid and the owned guys. So on one hand, it's that simple. It's not quite that simple, but that's basically what we are in the industry, and that's why it is big news, because earned media is kind of being recognized as the most important, right? I'm sure this is true.
Well, we've
for
had
you
on
too.
The last couple of shows, and I mean that's more or less. I mean that's what we do as a living. I mean Technori, Showbiz Shelley is a great example of that.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
Yeah, exactly. If I advertise to somebody, that's not credible. If you say it because you're thought leaders and influencers and trusted and credible, it carries its weight in gold, and that's what earned media is. Right? Is what do third party credible people say about you? It's getting a lot of attention. It's getting a lot of investment. And quite frankly, it's working. So right as we are starting to look at a whole bunch of money right, being invested because it should be invested in this earned thing. Here we come along, right, with that kind of earned platform. So it's pretty exciting times.
You seem to be in the right spot quite frequently. So you're telling this journey, and he tells the whole story. He's kind of like, this is where things are going. And here's when I started off when they had their website come up. And then this is when I was at Salesforce when the SaaS platform hit. Then I was over at Oracle and we started moving.
Right. I won't lie. Having had the lens I've had the last 10 years on this whole marketing tech thing, it was pretty clear where the ball was going.
Yep. For you.
And for me, right? And the opportunity to go leave an incredible company like Oracle and go take the realm of a company that is going to go do that, right, in this mission critical category at this time, what a dream job. A great opportunity to go do it. So, yeah, timing was good, but not accidental, right? If you're in this space, you know what's happening. You know there's a big opportunity, and we're really, really well positioned to go take up, advantage of it for ourselves. More importantly, though, right, this whole industry needs an injection. Right. They need data and some tech to really modify this. So we're going to be change agents for the good of the industry, not just capitalists for the good of decision.
Well, we sit here and look at this from the vantage point of Technora. I sit here and look at this as very similar to you. I'm not obviously not as successful and have not gotten as far along the pipeline as we're trying to. But I look at the content side of it. And where this is going and where the human and the UGC originally was just like, oh, we've got all this user-generated content and it's kind of can't really tag it and don't know what to do with it. And people are writing obscene things and it's anonymous and whatever. And turning that into a corner where people are actually contributing to the story and sort of we're trying to shape all of what we're doing here to make it in a way that it is sort of the next evolution of media. And personally, I think if you look at the big building we're sitting in, Tribune Tower, I hope that they're listening to these mics that are on because, we're in a position where all of the content that's being created going forward is going to be created in a different way than it is right now, even on this show. This show is good and ahead of the curve, but it's outdated already. And the way that we market that and market our advertiser or use our advertisers and market to our users and collect revenue on that is going to be completely different. And you guys handle that side of things.
We do. And you can't really get the kind of automation and scale that you need if you don't throw tech and data at the problem.
Oh, for sure.
You just can't do it the old-fashioned way. And that is a big part of the problem we're solving.
Which is why I think this is really cool to have you in studio because we've got the guys who just, Bottle Rocket, who are doing the 360 video. We're pushing the envelope on how people are able to consume this. Advertisers are able to create an experiential marketing platform around a video that is stagnant. It's two people sitting in a chair talking, and yet we've created something that they can use in different ways.
Yep.
And those are click ads that can then go to you and then end up getting pushed out to 1,000 other people and different, totally different calls to action. So it's amazing and what a luxury to have you sitting here in front of us to answer and kind of talk about this.
Yeah. And that you the data-driven, if I'm a beauty products company in paid or in owned, I'm using data and I'm figuring out, hey, when I do this new big beauty products launch, that's the sexy grandmas, right? That's the soccer moms, and that's the Wall Street women. And the way I got to talk to them in video, in infographics, right, in multimedia, even in text, if I don't talk to the sexy grandma very different than the Wall Street woman, I'm going to lose them, right? And that discipline and that religion exists in the paid media advertising and in the things like web personalization. The communications office has always just sent one size fits all, and they don't get into that level of data-driven contextual content that will really, really heavily resonate with the influencer and then out to the end user. And just making that simple that simple change and allowing us and Earned to kind of have that data and contextual message to the various audiences is going to fundamentally change how these guys do their jobs and, quite frankly, is going to change how the CFO and the CEO look at them and measure them. And they're going to kind of become first-class citizens in their companies again because they're going to show up with the same kind of measurement of business results that the paid guys and the owned guys have for a while.
Well, and that, to me, is kind of what – that was my next question, actually. It was like if we were going to start a company or if we had our own type of thing, like how would you recommend the next wave of media companies approach this? Because I feel like – I don't want to pick on like some of the more traditional, but you look at – it's too late. They know, right? The traditional companies know what's going on, I think. I'm not picking on them anymore. But, I feel like that a lot of the new – and they're still like new media companies that I recognize and I see them come through and grow up. I don't understand. They're using old school tactics and honestly, even from our experience, Google Ads, meh. We're not seeing any push from that. I get much more out of having Showbiz Shelley send this out on a picture from this to 18,000 Instagram followers and her being like, this was the coolest experience, and then tracking that and knowing like that worked, that didn't work. I would get way more than that than buying ad roll.
That's right.
In my mind, it's a total waste. So if I'm a company who's growing in the media space doesn't matter. I guess B2B, B2C doesn't matter. What do you recommend as the number one first thing that I should do when it comes to like important analytics, whatever? You tell me what to do.
It is literally, I call it digital exhaust or digital body language. The end customer, whether it's a B2B customer or a B2C customer, the digital body language we are all emitting every day on our mobile devices, our tablets, our iPads, our computers, our, right? And you need to make sure you don't get past the creepy factor in this, yeah. right? Which if we want to go into the creepy factor, we'll get into the creepy factor. But right. assuming that you don't pass the creepy factor line, that customer kind of subconsciously expects you to kind of be reading that data because they want dazzling digital customer experiences in near real time, good content in the right channel, right? You just kind of, that's the new expectation. So number one is you have to take advantage of that real time massive river of digital body language or behavior data, because if you listen to it,
it's too late.
The customer will tell you exactly what they want
and
what she or he cares about, what they're shopping for, right? Everything. So listen to the data, which this industry historically is not, right? Be ready to actually react to it. We call the little tech term is activation. So one, harness the data. Two, activate the data, because if you listen to it, but it takes you a month to go get an email out to her, right, whatever, it doesn't make any sense. The minute's gone. So activate it in as near real time. And then you just have measurement, right? She did this. I actually took advantage of that and said, man, she's been on that website and that social network, right, reading editorial or whatever about this product for the last 3 days. You know what? I bet if I serve her relevant content, it'll probably resonate and I'll get whatever I want, whether it's a download or a view or a click or a purchase or whatever the case may be, and then measure the hell out of it, literally 24/7. And if you just do that, listen to the data, activate it with the right content in the right channel, and measure it so that you know whether it worked, and then you just are in this constant optimization. It's kind of that simple. Now, there's a whole bunch of data and tech that companies like me have to provide so that it is that simple, because that used to be 100 bodies in an agency. Now it's one marketing tech user on a platform, literally in a desk like this that can actually manage this at scale. But you got to have the discipline to actually take advantage of the tech. Otherwise, it's not going to do you any good.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's perfectly stated.
Yeah.
I think that's, you know, it is very complicated, but it's actually quite simple.
It's kind of simple at the end of the day.
And we are actually, you know, we might not look like it, but we are counting on that, quite honestly, because the reason you see the live stream camera going, I mean, I think our competitive advantage is the fact that we know from a tech side of like how to do things, that if we can operate quick and accurate in live, it makes it so you only have this much time to change. So I know that this live stream is set up to get you to be like, oh, and then I've got an event tonight, a Technori event showcase, and I would love all of you who are watching to go get tickets at Technori.events.
Right.
We know based on the behavior of people what they expect from me after this is over. And if I don't send you something, they're going to see something else in the next 30 seconds, and they will not look at me again until next week, if at all.
Yep. I think the only other thing that I would add is all of us on this side, you know, hey, I got the TV spot. I got the radio spot. I got the Inc. and the Tribune, right? We're used to congratulating ourselves for coverage in broadcast, in radio, in print, and even online. If we don't translate that Marcom speak into CFO speak so we get credit for business impact, it's kind of the tree fell in the forest, and it was a 300 freaking foot tree, but nobody heard it. And I'm not going to get any credit for it, because if I continue to just show up and say, hey, I got the radio spot or I got the TV spot, and I don't translate business impact, all that was an expense.
Well, that was the early challenge.
The CFO or the CFO. So we need to actually provide business speak and business results around all this, or we're just not going to get it funded inside our companies.
I'm glad you said it, because it really is key for us. I'm glad you said it selfishly because of sponsors.
Yeah.
They have to understand, and we, you know, I've seen it a million times. We struggle with it early on. Like you got to this opportunity, companies call me up who said, oh my God, we got into Mariano's.
Yeah.
They got into Mariano's after they heard this story, and they were like, oh, that's a great product, whatever. That was because he was looking for it. He knew exactly and told me, so I could say, we helped them get Mariano's.
Right.
We didn't have it set up in that way, and to a lot of extent, we still really don't, other than my own following up in a physical format with people.
Yep.
If you don't try to calculate what the ROI is in this before you even put it out there, total waste of time.
Unfortunately, but that is the world we live in, and we got to get smart and get ahead of that.
We're going to be smart, guys. We're going to keep doing this.
Measure it.
Yeah, we have to. Kevin, this has been awesome. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Yeah, thank you. It's a pleasure.
Where do people go to find out more and learn more about Cision?
Just go to the website, www.cision.com, and that's like decision, right? C-I-S-I-O-N.
Very cool.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. This is awesome.
All right.